Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for navigating this crazy world we call life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a treadmill? Always striving, always pushing, but rarely stopping to catch your breath. You know that feeling when self-criticism takes center stage and your inner voice sounds more like a drill sergeant than a supportive friend? Well, buckle up because today, we're diving into something crucial. Practicing self-compassion and treating yourself with the same kindness you'd extend to a loved one. Because let's face it, folks, we live in a culture that glorifies hustle and pushes us to be constantly on. But here's the secret: true strength comes from knowing when to rest, recharge, and most importantly, be kind to ourselves. Think about it. Would you berate your best friend for making a mistake or having a tough day? Probably not. You'd offer a listening ear, a warm hug, and maybe even some chocolate chip cookies, because who doesn't love those? So why do we treat ourselves with such harsh judgment? Self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, everyone struggles, and that's okay. It's about understanding that you are human, flawed, and magnificent all at once. Here's the thing: practicing self-compassion isn't a one-time event, it's a daily practice. First, recognize your pain. We often try to bury our feelings or pretend they don't exist. But feeling your emotions, even the uncomfortable ones, is crucial for growth and self-awareness. Acknowledge that you're hurting, whether it's due to disappointment, fear, or sadness. Don't judge yourself for feeling those things, just allow them to be. Next, remember you're not alone. Everyone experiences pain and struggle. Think about it: throughout history, countless individuals have faced challenges far greater than yours. Knowing that you're a part of a human experience that transcends time can bring a sense of perspective and comfort. Now, be kind to yourself. This is where the rubber meets the road. Instead of berating yourself for mistakes, offer yourself words of encouragement and understanding. Treat yourself with the same compassion you would extend to a dear friend going through a tough time. Imagine saying to your best friend, "Hey, it's okay to feel this way. You're doing your best, and I'm here for you." Now say that to yourself. Another key aspect is practicing mindfulness. Pay attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your thoughts, feelings, and sensations as they arise. When your mind starts to spiral into self-criticism, gently guide it back to the present moment. Focus on your breath, a grounding object, or simply the feeling of your feet on the ground. Finally, remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance. This is a powerful truth that can be easily overshadowed by our own inner critic. But remember, you are deserving of kindness, compassion, and joy. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your strengths, and know that you are enough just as you are. Think about the time when you stumbled, maybe messed up on a presentation, or didn't quite meet your own expectations. Did you give yourself a pep talk afterwards? Or did you launch into a tirade of self-criticism? It's easy to fall into the trap of negativity when things don't go our way, but with conscious effort, we can rewire our brains to respond with kindness and understanding. So, what does this all mean for you? Well, it means starting today. Make a commitment to treat yourself with the same care and compassion you'd extend to someone you love. Practice self-compassion by acknowledging your feelings, reminding yourself that you are not alone in your struggles, and offering yourself words of kindness. Engage in mindfulness exercises to ground yourself in the present moment and quiet the inner critic. Remember, this isn't a race, it's a journey. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and know that with consistent effort, you can cultivate a life filled with self-love, acceptance, and genuine happiness. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from a little dose of self-compassion. And if you found it helpful, leave us a review. It helps others discover the power of stoic values in their daily lives. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.